Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. We want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. You'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off and many are going on to the next level. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Well, welcome to the monthly mentoring session and also Spirit Connection. This turns into a podcast, so welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast, the monthly mentoring session for April 2025. So, Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for the partners and the Enlight Connection team, and we release the power right now over everything. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you know, this word I had for this month is Psalm 33:11. It's the plans of the Lord are being released. And it's not just a plan, but it's the purposes of the Lord as well. Psalm 33:11, but the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, and the purposes of his heart for all generations. I felt strongly about this, is that God's moving, releasing plans through dreams and visions, through words of knowledge, through people speaking, through the Word of God, through the Bible, especially right now. And he's releasing his purposes on top of it, not just plan, but his purpose. His purpose is greater than things that we can understand or we see. And all the generations, we're going to see some things happening within the generational lines. We're going to just take authority over anything right now, the generational strongholds. We've been praying over this. But the generations as well, meaning our families. The Lord's going to move in the different generations as far as our children, our parents, our grandparents, everything. Right now, he's moving right now without limits. The Lord is releasing his plans, moving in the generation. His heart is for you. So, Lord, we pray over this. We pray that you would now release the Holy Spirit. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we ask you, Jesus, to be praised over this whole thing. And we ask now, Psalm 145:13 is another powerful verse right now. The kingdom, or your kingdom, is an everlasting kingdom, and your domain endures throughout all generations. It came up again. The generations are moving. The Lord is trustworthy right now. His promises are faithful in all he does. And he's doing something right now, generationally, in you, your family, in the church even, right now, in the ministries. So right now is a time to trust the Lord, stand on his promises. And no matter what it looks like in the natural realm, I'm going to repeat this. No matter what it looks like in the natural realm, the Lord is greater. His kingdom endures forever. And we just declare right now the peace of the Lord, the presence of the Lord. No matter what it looks like in the natural realm right now, we pray for the supernatural realm of the Lord to be released over us right now. And even those watching this later through the recording and through the internet, through the podcast and different medias right now. We pray right now that the anointing would increase. Thank you, Lord. Could increase. We pray, Lord, for your presence. Psalm 33:18-19, but the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him and on those whose hope is in his unfailing love. Deliver them from death and keep us alive in famine. This is something the Lord's doing right now. Psalm 33:18, a lot of power in this, that he's watching over us. The eyes of the Lord are on you in a good way. The watcher angels are here. He's watching us. He's protecting us. And many are being delivered over from death, either physical death or sicknesses, times of famine, according to this word, Psalm 33:18-19. That he will deliver you from death. He'll keep you in. He'll keep you alive in the time of famine. So, Lord, we declare this. We prophesy this word that you would deliver us from. In fact, help those who have been suffering in the wilderness, have been suffering from either family deaths or death to literal or spiritual things, where we've had to let go of things. We've had to die to things. We pray, Lord, that you would release your power right now over this and restore the plans of the Lord, no matter what it looks like, in Jesus' name. He's working things out behind the scenes, Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things, God works all things for good for those who love him and are called according to his purposes. You know, Romans 8:28 came up for me again today. And as I was praying again this morning over this and over my prayer time today, that he's working things out. God's working things out, not just for the good. He's releasing his greater purposes. I just declare, according to his word, divine turnarounds are here. We need it. Oh, yeah, we do. We all need these divine turnarounds are happening in your life, in your family. He's working things out behind the scenes. And we declare it right now. Yeah, thank you, Lord. We've prophesied the word of the Lord to be strong and be hopeful. To be strong and to be hopeful. Psalm 31:24. Be strong and take heart, all you hope in the Lord. So be strong right now. Lord, release your strength over us. Release it body, soul, spirit, mind, will, emotions, whatever level is needed. We just pray that you would release anything that's causing us to be into hope deferred that makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. We're praying over this, over ourselves, over me, over our ministries, over our families, over our finances, over our countries and nations even. Right now is your increase of strength and hope to do not be discouraged, that the Lord is in this time. We're in a time of transition. Transition even greater than last month. So right now, the Lord is speaking through his word. Thank you, Lord.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.